Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and we knew that this was going to happen. This was inevitable, but this is absolutely wild, something I have to share with you. And, you know, please comment on the video. Please share the video. Hit the like button. Subscribe. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, and I will talk about him in a minute. But Boar's Head, the meat company. You know, we've heard about this. We heard about the recall, but this is just escalating out of control, where it's just getting much worse as the days go by. Now, here's the thing. Think about this. There are 7 lawsuits right now where people have gotten sick, family members have gotten sick, people have died. There are a minimum of people that have reported this, hundreds of hospitalizations where people have gotten sick and had to get medical care from tainted, you know, lunch meat and the Boar's Head's product. We have not really even heard a comment from the Boar's Head company to explain to us what's going on with this right now. I mean, it's awful. Now think about this, seven tons of lunch meat. But here is the most staggering part of this whole thing. And I've told you guys, people that follow the channel, you know that there are different ways to get information on any industry out there. Any industry. I don't care what you sell. I don't care what you do. If you run an online e-commerce company, there are things that you can buy and magazines and different ways, newsletters and things like that you can get, local news on what's going on in your industry. It's great. If you're a termite guy, there's termite magazines. Believe it. Roofing magazine, solar, on and on. How about this one? Food safety news. Never heard of it. I'm not laughing, but it proves my point. Now, Food Safety News did a report on the Boar's Head situation. And they said, listen, we've compiled a list of all the stores that had tainted meat. Okay? Now, guys, it is thousands of stores. Okay? It's unbelievable because it's 825 pages. Now, I'm going to move to the side here and just let this scroll. You can link on it below. And you can see, wow, I shop at that Publix. I go to that Albertsons in California. You know, and it's talking about this originally came from a group of people here in California that they said wasn't that bad. But you've got this scrolling list that's going on and on and on. And please understand this, guys, it's 825 pages. And I'm going to stop about a fifth of the way through, okay, to say the least. So absolutely insane. This is something that we're not supposed to, you know, even talk about. A woman back east wrote me and said, I was in a store and they said, this is the new stuff. This isn't the old stuff. And I'm like, wait a sec, how do we know? Now you can have dye lots and batch numbers and things like that whenever they have a product that gets recalled, but the company hasn't even come out really and told us what they're doing to stop this. But now they're getting their brain suit out. And now people have gotten sick. And that's the thing, if you've eaten sandwiches from any place, okay, that has that, you should look back at this, because the thing about the Listeria is I thought it was one of those things you can wash it off and it's done. No, you could eat it and it could build inside of you for a while and get you sick over and over and over again, you know, and it's horrific. And people, like I said, have died and they're going to be out of business. How they're not in bankruptcy right now, I don't know, but this was a company that was really a high-end meat company. And the way that they've handled this has just been so poor and so awful, and people have gotten sick. And if anybody has anything else to share like this, like food safety news, here you go. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta read more of this. This is really cool. So things like this, guys, are out there. And again, do research on your own stuff. Do research on your own industry. Why am I not selling stuff? Look at what other people are doing. What are other people having success with? That's what you should do. Oh, we sell organic brands, Dan. It's different than everything in the grocery store. Is it? You need people to swipe their credit card and believe in your product and go from there. So it's not any different. Nothing is different. We're the best. We're this, we're that. Great. There's a magazine for that to promote that. I'm always blown away by this stuff as I walk in the golf course and try to avoid getting smacked in the back of the melon. So Let me know what you think about this. I think it's absolutely crazy. There's so much more to cover. One thing I do want to talk to you guys about is, you know, we talked about the communication of cars and what a problem it's been lately. Well, here's the thing that came out of this, and somebody sent me a great story, and that Tesla's been subpoenaed so much lately because of the data on their cars. Now, here's the thing. Teslas have cameras all over the place that records everything. You bump into a Tesla, you think the guy's a jerk, let me knee his car a little bit and key it and stuff. Odds are you're on video if you ever did anything like that. Now, if the guy committed a crime, let's say it was domestic violence or robbed a bank or did something and drove a Tesla, the odds that there is video of that is very likely. And they subpoena the Tesla model over and over again. You got to read the story below because that's wild, guys. They're out going after these people like you wouldn't believe, and they're getting all this data from all this stuff. So there is no privacy. In this first little section, one other thing I want to add is that, you know, the Fed cutting interest rates, will it be a half point? Will it be a quarter point? Who cares? Who cares? The one thing that everybody has to look at is everything is off right now. There is not an industry right now that is not doing what it did before. It is more difficult to sell things today than it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And the reason for that is that people have less money. People are spending less money. It's wild. Talking to people at Nordstrom's, I had a friend order a baby gift. My niece had twin boys, and I got to go meet Vinny and Max. And she picked out blankets for them, which thank God, because no man alive would know to get two twins. What, is it getting the same thing? Different? Anyways, she took care of it. I went to Nordstrom's and picked it up. And I'm talking to everybody in line. Are you spending less? Are you buying more? What are you doing? And everybody was talking about how they're spending less. Everybody's talking about how they're returning things because they didn't need the money. I really didn't need to purchase that, so I'm bringing things back. I could have filmed right there. It would have been the greatest video ever. But Nordstrom's is talking about how there's more online purchases right now, but they're less money. It's not that people are buying, you know, 25 and 30 items. They're buying two. They're buying minimal stuff right now just to get by. So what do you think about this? Let me know. What do you think about the boar's head thing? Have you eaten the boar's head? Because to save my life, I don't think that the company's going to survive this. Now, you can sit there and say, that is a horrible thing to say. When you see an 825-page report that they didn't come up with, Food Safety News came up with that. Again, Food Safety News, Trucking News, Ice Trucker News, you know what I mean? Golf Course News, you know what I mean? It's their, one of their industry Bibles came up with something that there's a problem. So let me know what you think about this. And do you have is there an industry newspaper that you've read that it will blow you away? The banking industry, that's the one that's great, but they have things that's like, oh yeah, we've got in Banking Insider and different, I'm making that name up, and all these different things that they come up with. Yeah, it's $1,500 a year. Pass. I'm not giving you that. Oh, we'll give you 6 months free, Dan. Okay, here you go. Ask. You'll be surprised you'll get it. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry is the famed cardiologist who spent decades trying to lose weight. Tried every diet he could. Low fat, low carb, tried it all. And he realized there was one thing that was missing, and that was his gut health. And if you can correct your gut health, it will affect everything when it comes to being fit and losing weight. There are three things that you have to eliminate out of your diet. And he came up with a list. If you go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan, you can see what Dr. Gundry's done. But think about this. As we get older, get over 50, and your joint pain, your belly fat, just your sluggishness, being tired, that's part of the game. It is not part of the game. You can do something about it, and you've got to look at what Dr. Gundry's done and check out the video that he put together. But once again, the guy could not lose weight and did it. Lost the weight and has kept it off for decades. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan. Check it out today. The easiest way to get there is use the link below in the video, and you can see what Dr. Gundry is sharing with everybody. Okay, check it out today. Now, let's face it, guys. The economic problems that we have right now are not just isolated to certain states and just here in California. This is a global problem. And in Germany, they have a real problem with the auto industry. Now, we've talked a lot about Volkswagen, and Volkswagen has said that they may have to end their employment agreement that they've had since 1994, guaranteed wages, guaranteed work, and all these different features for their employees. They may have to get rid of it because they can't afford it. Now, here's the other thing, is that these companies that have looked at having EV cars, it has not been the boom that they thought it was going to be. And it's a great article out of CNBC, and it's included below, but it's talking about, hey, Volkswagen's not alone in this. Mercedes is having a real problem when it comes to selling vehicles. And, you know, let's face it, German cars used to be a symbol. Oh my gosh, you're successful. You're driving the luxury automobile. Now they're not selling, guys. And the same thing with BMW. BMW is having the exact same problem. So what does this mean? It means it doesn't matter where you live, there's a problem with the economy. The best thing that everybody can do is cut back, get rid of everything. I'm telling you guys, if you guys knew what I was doing in my personal life, getting rid of everything that's not locked down, that I can sell, bye. Oh, you want that? Okay. I have somebody unloading everything for me right now. So Edward from Tracy, California, he sent me the coolest gift that I got in the mail this week. He sent me a bunch of Angels baseball cards, but they're all old-time players, Mark Langston and all these other, you know, Wally Joyner, all these other great, Jim Abbott, all these other great players. So I really want to thank him for that, because it's the most thoughtful gifts are, you know, gifts where somebody says, oh, Dan would really like this, and he sends it out to me. So the other one is Jesse. Jesse Steffs always sends me great stuff. He cuts out, doesn't use the internet, and cuts me out different articles from the newspaper and sends me stuff. And I really do appreciate that whenever people do things like that. So you guys, get ready. We haven't seen anything yet. Next one is Big Lots. This was announced late last night, and that is Big Lots, you know, they have a problem with their assets and may have to unload assets, which means that they may have to file bankruptcy today on a Sunday. I always get a kick out of this, and I talked to a bankruptcy attorney who was real big, and I said, how is it that certain retail chains can go to a bankruptcy court on a Sunday? You guys are closed on Sunday. No, the clerk will open up. They will open up for a large bankruptcy like this. So don't be surprised if Big Lots officially, you know, pulls the plug and drops it, you know, here on a Sunday. So it will be interesting to see what happens with them. They're just gone. They're not the stores that they used to be. Nothing is what it used to be. The dollar stores are a mess. Five Below, I've told you guys about that. It used to be great value for $5. Now it's junk for $5, but you can get stuff for $20. And there's such an issue when it comes to these dollar stores, because they're non-existent, and it's a bunch of junk, and nobody's gonna go buy 20 tubes of toothpaste right now. Just not gonna go do it. You're not gonna pay $5 a tube for it either. So let me know about, you know, what you think is going on with all this stuff. Do you think, you know, people write and say, oh, the economy's good, here. Dan, my area is great. The restaurants are packed, everybody's doing good. It is so expensive to go eat out right now, regardless of where you go, and to sit there and to get charged for the most ridiculous thing. I had a subscriber who wrote me and went to Dunkin' Donuts and said, oh, I'd like cream in my coffee. And they said, okay, it's 50 cents now to get cream in your coffee. Was that insane? Has anybody else heard that? And he didn't give me the okay to use his name, but that's nuts, guys. 50 cents. Oh, you want sugar, Pat? How many do you want? You want more than one? I mean, come on. There's no customer service. There's no giving of good quality service at a reasonable value. It's done, guys. It is completely finished. Correct me if I'm wrong. Look at this white heron over here that is stalking something that he's gonna get. And yeah, I just labeled him as a he, okay? So he's gonna go get that. He's gonna go kill something, okay? Share your thoughts on that. It is absolutely blazing out here in California right now. Super hot. we have monsoon-type conditions in the desert, and my brother said that they had about 5 minutes from his house, they had hail the size of half dollars that came down in California in September. Crazy. Couple things that are in the news that are good. Gold is shooting up. It's basically doubled in price since 2019, but you're going to see more and more of this, and more people are buying gold. There's a great story below on that. And 7-Eleven, the convenience stores, they got a buyout offer that they completely rejected for $38.5 billion. And they said that it was a Canadian rival, and I love the name of this company, Alimentation Couche-Tard. Hey, Couche-Tard. Alimentation Couche-Tard is the one that made the offer. And other than the fact that they have a horrible name, they were rejected by the 7-Eleven group. Final story is Gwyneth Paltrow has the Goop brand, and she's getting away from wellness, and she's going to go towards beauty products, and they're firing 18% of their staff. So again, the kookaburra stuff, the candles that smell like ladies, and all the stuff that they have there is just not selling. So let's get rid of this, and let's get back into the eyeliner business and sell that kind of stuff. Nothing is the same. Remember that. Nothing is the same. Got a bunch of investigative stuff that we've done. Don't forget we have the private channel, I Allegedly Live. You can go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for it. It's awesome. And we're going to cover the debate this week if somebody shows up. And it'll be fun until the Danny takes the TV away. Anyways, okay? Hope you guys are well. It is just super duper hot out here. And onward and upward, guys. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com. But a lot of cool stuff's happening. Again, I've done a bunch of investigative stuff, and I want to share things with you. And as the economy gets worse, people are going to get more desperate. And I have a great video. The next video is going to cover something that I'm going to warn people to stay away from. So I'll see you guys soon.